do you get from Vaseline, from KY Jelly to Vaseline or lube? Like, how do you just think to go get Vaseline and lubrication?
Well, Vaseline's water-based.
So you just have it sit on your bed?
It's a household item that most people have.
I don't think that's a household item.
You don't think Vaseline's a household item?
I'll talk about KY Jelly.
No, I'm talking petroleum
right,
jelly.
But that's, yeah.
Which is Vaseline.
Yeah, but Vaseline, that's a household item.
Yeah. So you don't get that laying around. Vaseline? You never know when the moment might strike.
Freeze, it's not like baby lotion.
But what are you using it for?
I mean, and why is it on the side of your bed? For your lips
and all
that. Because
it's good for like sealing in moisture on your skin.
No, not that, but it, like during sex, what are you using it for?
What, Vaseline? Oh, you can use Vaseline for anal.
You do anal?
You ask? Y'all ask me. Wait, where are we getting? Y'all ask me about the tools you need to do anal.
No. We asked you about... Why is Vaseline on the side of your bed? Because I'm about to say, like, I mean, that shit is just not normal. Like, I mean, I get it. It's Vaseline.
I mean, it's like, you know, you use it for, like, lotion.
Yeah, for your
anything.
Skin, your lips. Vaseline.
I know. Yeah. So, hey, if you need some Vaseline to get a wet or get a going.
I don't recommend Vaseline for anal either way. Like, you definitely need a silicone lubricant.
Well, since you don't recommend that, what are you recommending?
A silicone lubricant. You need a lubricant that's
not
water-based, so that way it doesn't melt away.
Your shit, like, ever ripped?
Ain't
like,
no.
Never bled?
No.
You born for this shit, huh?
Born?
Born? That's crazy.
Yeah, I
just
take
it. It's never ripped, no. Not from anal.
So your shit's ripped. That's interesting.
And that's from like penises that are, like, regular size to, like, bigger size.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Your anal can stretch however wide, though.
No, it's not like your vagina. No, it's not. It actually can rip.
Right? I mean, can you just look at it? All right, bet. We didn't see the booty hole before, right? That bitch is like, you know what I'm saying? So
it should be tight as hell.
Right? Or like, you know how when you fucking and you just slide and you hit that bitch, like, boom.
You slide and you hit that bitch? Oh, hey, no.
That shit hurt.
Wrong hole, fool.
Who hurt?
Like,
you hurt or
hell? Yeah, it hurt. That shit
hurt. Big.
Oh, it hurt y'all?
Yes.
That's
like,
crazy.
If you fucking and then you, like, actually slipped out and hit that booty hole, that's good. Bitch gonna bend. That bitch gonna bend.
Great back. Don't let a nigga be on that motherfucking gas station vitamin.
What the fuck? Who the hell? So
you're
using gas station vitamins?
So listen, there you go, because I want to talk about that anyway.
Hey.
Absolutely.
All I got to say is...
I want to have fun.
I love a rhino, but I just hate the after effects.
What's the effect?
A rhino.
What does a rhino do?
But that bitch be like...
Hey. I ain't lie. So look, one night, I ain't gonna lie, I popped a rhino. I just wanted to just because I heard all my partners talking about it.
The liquid?
Nah, the pill.
He's very
that
familiar
liquid
if you don't know.
Crazy.
The liquid? Crazy. I never had the liquid.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy, but nah. So like, I had that rhino, nigga. So I went over to the Leah house. Mm-hmm. So,
cause we don't say names.
Yeah, we don't say names. We don't do that. Yeah, but nah, though. Fuck it's you. Like
we can get better on this motherfucker if we need to.
But nah, it's like that rhino. It do some justice, man. I ain't like that. I'm talking about all night rounds after rounds.
Aren't y'all young? Don't y'all just
no, that's not the thing, though. So, right. Boom.
See, but nah, like, you sometimes you do want to take that extra pill to have that extra excitement.
Oh. Right? It's the experience.
It's the experience.
It's like
for shit show.
Granted,
I don't know.
Right? I've accepted it, right? I've accepted that women gonna, like, women can, like, outlast men. Like, it's a given, right? And
what
then is, sometimes,
I make
like,
women tap out, though.
Yeah.
Who tap? Man.
Hey.
Right.
You wanna
but,
get friendly?
That's not like, but it's like, yes, nigga, I have had this share chance, like, of exchanges where finish her, right? But then again, shit, it's some of you run into, like, hey, you were crazy last time, but see, I got that, hey. So then you come back on that hoe, and it's not because I'm fucking young as shit, but I still know, like, on that hoe right there, oh, we gonna have a time.
We
gonna
have fun.
We gonna have fun on that hoe.
Hey, look.
Talking that hoe standing up, that hoe did that. As soon as you talking about come out the restroom pissing and that hoe jumping through your pants. For real. Nah, and then at that point, but the after effects on that hoe is dirty though.
Yeah. That headache ain't no joke.
And then they dry lie on it. They dry lie on the thing. I'm like, no headache. Bitch, you a liar.
Liar.
Dry lying. Like, I'ma buy it though, but you lying, bitch. No headache.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. You gotta give a female that pink pussy cat from the store.
I'm gonna ask too many questions.
What's a pink pussy?
See, there you go.
No, women gotta ask questions, bro. The body,
it's an enhancement, just like a male.
It's like a.
We cannot tell you how
it gets you. It gets you like extra wet. That's how I like to
say that because then she gonna be like, oh, I ain't wet.
That's exactly what I'm about to say. What you mean?
That's why you're gonna tell her fucking take a rhino, because she gonna be like, what you think of a dick spot? Like, you
what, your dick gonna be done in 5 seconds?
Or? Shit, that bitch gonna limp.
And she gonna like, what?
Gonna limp, bro. Yeah, I ain't like, after you nut, it's really hard to get back on.
Bro, if you ask me to take a honey pack, I might be insulted.
Give me a minute. But no, because she doesn't say you're missing the fun of it.
Yeah, the honey pack is just at that experience.
Or like, you go on vacation or something, you go just out, right? And y'all both get on the hell, right? Hence the fact that you already a horn dog. This shit just...
Who? Me?
Shit, I wouldn't talk to him. I don't know.
Somebody a horn dog. I know he was
looking right at you, guys. But yeah, but so, I mean, it just ups to like, okay, boom. Not denying the fact that I could do it without it, right? So Tosh need a little push.
I wouldn't say it like that. I'd say, bro.
It'd be nice. I don't want to have sex, bro.
It's like an extra step into your sex life.
Absolutely not.
It is.
That's
when I first, you know what I'm saying? We get federal. Different lifestyle, right?
Different lifestyle.
Yeah.
Boy.
I don't know about nights I don't want to have sex. It's not normal.
What you mean?
Like, I think damn near every night I want to have sex.
Yeah, see, you treat me. You got your mind. What? All right, so basically,
it should be a daily ritual.
No, I mean,
I don't think if you sex take a should quickie, be a daily ritual.
It should be a daily ritual.
I don't think so. I mean, I say head is a daily ritual.
That is sex.
Bro, but they
that's not really sex.
It's oral sex.
But it's really nice.
That don't mean we got to fuck because you suck some dick.
Yeah, facts.
And then what's crazy?
That's the problem. See. That's because y'all men, because sex get to end with y'all.
And I ain't got no pussy.
That's the problem.
See, but no
pussy in 3 days.
Like no bullshit. I'd rather eat pussy than get head, but I love head.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. So, I don't... rather is crazy, right? Because please eat this bitch, right?
Yeah,
because
I'm going to
eat your pussy for sure, because don't... But then we talk about the underrated sex position, 6ix9ine, right? Because she didn't go both ways, right? And we can both... But then you get these hoes. 6ix9ine is underrated on the strength of niggas ain't eating cat, they just want their dick sucked. So now these hoes don't suck dick when they doing 6ix9ine. They just sitting there trying to get their pussy.
Who the fuck just sitting
there
when you?
Bro,
I know a lot of them.
Right, you know I like bro, you be sitting there just getting your pussy saved, bro. I could just eat your pussy, right? And then some nights I don't want to fuck. I just want to eat your pussy and go to sleep.
Facts.
Like you can't like bro, and then like I don't know.
It's just some nights I want to hit and just. We done. Right. And some nights I get you here, we done. But the sense comes.
Do you
come.
Feel like?
Shoot, man. Y'all never different than me.
Well, I feel like every day on your cycle, you gotta suck some dick.
I do think on your cycle, you should definitely suck
every day.
You know,
what
fucking female on their cycle? Why they on their cycle?
I said one thing else.
You said what?
You never had sex on your cycle?
Yeah.
Ain't that bad?
Yeah.
In the shower.
Choke this chick.
In the shower?
Preferably.
In the shower, because that with blood ain't coming out.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean,
every time they walk in the restaurant, she turns shower.
It ain't nothing to put a towel down and throw a gym.
Well, I mean, when you're about 3-4 years, yeah.
What's 3-4 years?
Days. Like,
oh, yeah. You gotta specify. Well, yeah, because then it's a little lighter.
That shit is heavy as shit, girl.
You should do it on like day one and like maybe the end.
No, not day one.
Day one and they heavy.
I'm pretty sure it's
but,
not.
So you, but like,
I thought day one.
But on day one, as it is approaching.
Day three is the worst.
But as it is approaching, right? Don't sex make you come quicker?
As what?
Like the more heavier flow.
If
you have like you know how shit. So you ever like had sex and then started your period?
Yeah.
So right. So that's what I'm saying. So if you have sex on the first day.
It doesn't like, do. It's very little blood.
But wouldn't it increase? It coming.
If you have sex with me, would it make it more flow? No, it's still gonna come out the same amount. It's shedding. It's nothing.
But you're about to start getting heavier on the second day or third day.
The third day you're heaviest, yeah.
Right, but I'm pounding your fucking inside, and I'm bringing it down. You just told me that.
Yeah,
so you could potentially, like.
I don't get that period shit.
What? Why they do it?
Nah. This nigga. Is. I understand why they have periods. I'm just saying I don't understand.
Stupid ass Eve.
What, really, like the Bible? Is that why?
Yeah, that way. But see,
I thought it was because the egg didn't get fertilized. But okay, yeah,
it's just old egg.
He said, "Oh."
Yeah.
He said, "Oh." I thought that bitch had a piece of fruit. That's what I thought.
Yeah,
no.
That's just the old egg.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Great.
Yeah, that's just old eggs coming out, man.
Well, Oh, the baby. Oh, the periods.
Yeah.
Old eggs.
Yeah.
Old eggs. Wow, the rotten ones. They're dying.
That's sad. That's sweet. Man. Old eggs, rotten eggs.
That sounds so bad.
I know, that's the point.
I think I think mothers should prove they. I think it should be like when like you gotta prove that you could fit to be custodial parent and not just giving custodial parent.
What you mean?
You know when women have baby, right?
Yeah.
They're automatically custodial.
Cause we gave birth to it.
Right.
Our baby,
fuck
right?
That, bitch. You ain't got no. You should have to like run a trial or something before like I just grant you custodial, so I can know that you. You know what I'm saying? Giving yeah. That, cause now you get to that point to where. She custodial. You can't go take custodial back because now I got to go prove all of this to. So it's unfair.
What is the custodial part mean? Like a single parent?
Custodial parent is what who makes the bigger, like the more decisions.
Okay,
like,
who has a larger
like, take. Yeah, because when you're in court, the non-custodial parent, right? He's not taking nothing away from me, but like she's the one who makes all of the sole decisions. Like,
so she gets to make the final decision on everything?
Basically.
You can say so.
No, nigga, she can't. Cause she's,
but you got some women that actually.
Let's talk about it.
I mean, I'm saying
some men that also that do it.
That's like they sometimes they give a man the custodial of it. Like they would listen to their man sometimes. Yeah, some men. Some women out here that do
what?
That.
I wouldn't say it on the strength of like, hey, as soon as the baby born, like you know, what I'm saying I should. There's people who give the men a baby and they go out of town. I just wish the fuck they would give me my kids. I'd take them, boy. It'd be this boy.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
Be so content, right? But then I was saying on the strength of like, who's fit, who's not fit, right? Because I don't want the baby all the time, right? But I don't want them to, I want them to know who you are, right? Because I don't know who you are. You see what I'm saying? And then you don't, I didn't figure out who my kids' parents were until probably like, after having them a couple months, six, seven months.
The real though.
The real though. Seeing how they move and seeing the difference on what they did and shit. And it's crazy because they so excited during the pregnancy. They got pictures taken, belly rubs, gender reveals. Mm. But then when the responsibility and life hit, it just become like damn, this shit really life, right? Yeah. It's different because like, well, shit, I knew life was finna hit.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you was expecting.
It's the thing though. Life hit faster for men than it do for women.
What do you mean? Like, cause the responsibility part?
I wouldn't say responsibility. Okay, look, I'll put it like this. It really depends on the way the nigga grow up. Can I say nigga?
Sure. We're niggas in this room.
What you
say? Y'all know. We're all niggas.
I'm saying on the podcast.
We're all niggas.
I just don't hit the hard yard.
Yeah, okay. But like, it really depends on how the person is growing up. Oh, it's like, you got some people out here that grew up in a rough life that have to actually start life way early than other people. And that's really more on the boy side. Females get pampered a lot.
I disagree completely.
Well, see, I ain't making an excuse for me or saying like, I'm just saying, because I agree with your first statement, right?
Well, I'm just saying like men grow up faster than women.
Well,
but I would say all.
Well, because
men,
we put our fucking selves in situations we have to, right? Yeah. Or life gives us that, right? But what I would say is this, nigga, granted, my first kid is 16, 17, bro. I don't know which one I was. That's why I say both. But yeah, I was in between. Whatever, right? You have to grow up.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So now it's to the point to where you get with people that's older now, right? Because you're now in the age of 20, you know what I'm saying? When I'm having kids with a 22-year-old and then 20, you know what I'm saying? Now, living it from 17.
That's like, a long time.
I know this ain't no joke.
Yeah.
Right? But you want the show money, you gonna have this kid, but you like, come on, man.
Like, you don't realize how
this is for real,
yeah.
How much responsibility kids are, and I think it's really unfair that even with the custodial parent being women, I think it's unfair to women too to like have to bear that burden, like of having to be the custodial parent,
right? But you don't, you run my child.
Yeah, right. I would never fight to just.
But then you have those.
But you got those women that would naturally just keep their kid away from their father's own purpose.
Right, and they can.
How does that serve you?
If there's no black.
Because they petty. They be petty like that.
Like, so I have
so emotionally it serves you, but in every other way it does not.
I can't speak for the women.
I'm right? Trying to figure it out too.
What are you gaining?
Yeah, like, what are you gaining? But you really hurting yourself more now.
Yeah, you hurt yourself economically.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen.
Especially.
Fuck. You got to understand, what about this baby?
And even like logistically, like, you're hurting yourself. Have to be. You can't move the way you want. You
but as an adult though, and as a like an individual with common sense, and that's able to go sit back and just relax and have like a thought to yourself, like you have to understand. There's got to be some kind of way that I can get through or amend this shit with my child's dad, like so he can be able to. Because at the end of the day, kids need a dad. Kid, woo, 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 woo. But then you sitting over here, I'm trying.
Nah, I need my kid's dad.
I'm trying to figure out when can I see him, right?
Yeah.
But you over there telling everybody how I don't want to see him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like, let me go. But who am I to go put like how you are as a real person, right? So there you go, talk about like who you are, like because. I can go blast you on the internet, right? But what is it gonna do for us? Bitch, I still had a baby with you, yeah. So it doesn't gain. I don't gain anything from it. So you sit back and you just reread the person who you was before the baby came. It's crazy, right?
You start thinking about how.
Then when the baby come, it's so much more. But like I said, having that early responsibility growing up, having to grow up, right? Having no father, right? Yes. And having to figure out and become a dad. I bring the conversation up over the custodial and non-custodial because I just feel like at times you're not ready, but you're not going to say you're not ready.
Mothers aren't allowed to say they're not ready.
Right. They're no, yes, ahead. You are because no. we just talked about the women who send their kids with the fathers.
Mm-hmm. There are a few, but even when you do that as a woman, you're looked down upon.
Right, but shit, but you can, I mean...
If a man sent his kids to their mother, they wouldn't be looked down upon.
How can we do that? How can we do that if we're not custodial?
It's a double standard.
They don't come with it from the beginning.
If you look at it on the north side, the female will have every right.
Wait, hold on. How's it double? Hold on, brother.
Because no matter what, women are always the default parent.
Right. But listen, no. But okay, you could be the default parent, right? But you said, You said, what if the dad just sent the kid? Like, bro.
If the dad, like, okay, let's say for instance.
The dad never wins. They never get custodial.
Even on the north side.
We said the few. Please give me a chance. Tell him. Let me call him. Tell him. Let me try and figure that.
Let me put it like this. Look,
my mom ain't fight though.
I had a two parent household, right?
Oh, look at you.
No, hold on. Don't say
look at me.
They
don't mean yeah, nothing, listen, bro. Listen. Stuffy.
I had.
They was 11 beefed up.
Right. I had a two parent household, right? Mm-hmm. My dad was living with us. My mama still paying my child support, and this nigga is paying rent, like paying all the bills, but he's still on child support.
Right.
That's why I say women is just petty as fuck.
Wait,
time
bro.
Out.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know. They had
something
else happen.
Why would you want your support for somebody that lives with you?
Exactly.
They contribute to your household anyway.
Exactly.
Because women are sick.
They petty as fuck. That they do shit like that.
That's that wax and all that other shit.
They were married?
They was married.
They share money.
Can I say this? Was she giving you the judge woman?
Fuck no.
Yeah, she's
nigga, sick. It was me and my sister, nigga. We real life, like basically.
Wait, you could pay child support even though you're married? I thought when you're married, they don't charge you child support.
No, you can pay child support when you're married. So basically.
Divorce!
So basically, like, he. this is why I respect my father. Because a nigga, yeah, he
man,
stayed.
Man
stand 10. Stand 10. Right? Hey, also, bro, I'm really. Hey.
Why do you respect your dad, Andrew?
I respect him on the base of, like, he was on child support. Still helping out and still in my life type shit.
Right, because I want to see you.
Yeah, facts. But like,
she's insane.
And he was a two parent, and he was in the house.
But the thing he was in the house, like,
bro, you take so much shit as a man and as a father to be there for your kids. No one will ever understand. No one will ever understand what these women call me. How they say, bro? That's just her. I've heard shit like
a man.
I've heard shit like that's her internet dad. I've heard some weird ass, wild ass shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then, like. If you go and go at them, you only gonna make it worse because
you can't say nothing back because they actually got your kid,
right?
So you got.
Next thing you know, you at the court office putting yourself on child support just so you can give your citation.
Yeah.
Right. So you sit back and people don't understand when you. I need to see my baby. I don't give a fuck what you talking about. We gonna do whatever she say do. You know what I'm saying? But then it's unfair too because shit. Bro, I'm human, bitch. I'ma be late sometime. That don't mean I gotta wait till next weekend. Like, that's unfair. And then the thing is, shit, let me blow up.
Later, better than ever.
Let me blow up. Which I won't see the next weekend or him next week. Like, so it's like you take shit to be. And that's what you talk about. It ain't being hard. It's about making sacrifices as a father, bro. And you go through so much. Like, just trying to remain in their lives with the things that the mom puts you through because of the default parent that they had no choice but to do because we can't carry babies. If I could have carried them, I'd carry. Right? Unfortunately, I'm sorry.
You'd have put your life absolutely in the line not. And given birth to
it. I'm so sorry for you that you were born a female and you have to take that default responsibility. Right?
But it's terrible responsibility to take by yourself.
Right. So don't have kids, because you know that's gonna be the responsibility. Right.
So I would say if you know you petty, but don't go out here trying to have kids.
First of all, if you know you petty, why are you being petty with your kid?
Yeah, yes. they
use that as
they're
leverage.
So young minded to the fact that they think that they
it's not even just young females,
no, but it's the young ones. It's,
I think it's the younger ones.
But even with the older ones, right? Maybe not young minded, right? But they're so like immature, unintelligent immature, to know immature. That. Baby, they're fucking ridiculous because you're not fucking hurting me.
Yeah,
fuck you. It's hurting me on the strength of that I cannot do nothing but continue to live the life that God gave me every day. Because if I sit there and be focused on what's wrong or how to do it and how, bro, I'm begging and woo, I'm gonna kill myself. I'm stripping. So I got things this way. I gotta go keep forward. When you come around, listen.
I wonder if it's not pettiness. I wonder if it's regret. Like if they regret having a child.
Well, if that's the case, don't punish me because you regret abort that. You shit. You should have because you knew who you was having a kid by.
That's true.
No bullshit.
Like so, how do you feel regret?
And then, again, it's like having a child.
I am a great father.
Over.
Bitch, I am amazing.
Over.
Like, I want to be the. It's niggas that don't even call.
Yeah,
but it's like.
But when you're comparing yourself to the bottom of the barrel, it's not.
I'm not comparing myself to the bottom of the barrel.
You said it's niggas that don't want to even call.
It's niggas that don't call. It's niggas that got an opportunity. It's niggas living in the house with their fucking wife and their kids and don't do shit to help.
But then look, it's niggas out here that actually try to be funny, but the women won't let them.
Oh, hey, listen, 2 out of 3, you're amazing, right?
Yeah.
Hey, one case right here that they wring a neck. Right on that, bro, for no reason. Why you mad? Because, you know what I'm saying? It happened, right? I mean, yes, I'm a terrible person, right? I cheat on you, had that baby. Fuck me, okay? Right? But don't take my kid because that year before that baby came, bitch, we was...
The perfect couple.
Wow. Talk to me. Talk to me.
No,
well, it's easy to be perfect couple when you're faking it.
Who was faking it?
You were cheating on him. No, I was. You were faking the care.
I wasn't faking the care shit. I was sleeping in the storage and the hell came and got me. I took a shower and then I went over there and it happened. I remember the exact name.
She
could have
just came and got you and you had to fuck her.
Shit. I said, thank you.
And the baby was the thank you part gift?
The baby wasn't even supposed to. That third one. Shit. Surprise! I said, damn. But think about that one. I told you I prayed about
it. And then now she's hurt, so now she really don't want to share the baby.
Yo, fuck it. Keep him. Whenever you're ready, come on. He still got my last name.
Yeah, fair.
But it ain't me.
That's nice of him. Remember I told you about my mom? My mom ain't give us my dad
right.
last name.
Shit, I can't get the third one last name. Yeah, I'm proud I can't get it. I had nothing child support case on my life. Hell no. Nah. What?
It's going to be taking that marriage.
Man, listen. Fuck all that shit because, listen, you going to get less on child support than you get in real life anyway. So, shit. Don't ask me for nothing more than less. First of all, so basically, this is the next question, right? So my damn oldest son is 12 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a 12-year-old boy, spiritual life. Actually, like a couple weeks ago, I was here. They were in the room playing a game, and I had woke up, and I was laying on the couch. Them niggas in the house cussing up a storm. Remember? Just take it back, bro. You were 12 years old.
Yeah, I know. I was
stay 12, stay 12, stay 12, stay 12, stay 12. Yeah. Right? We middle age, right? So.
12 years old, I was bad as hell.
I was nasty.
Yeah, I was
right?
bad as hell.
I don't think I had a phone. I was in the bakery. I was going stupid, though.
I was
that's
bad
when you pull that
hell,
white bro. Seal off the windows and pines, and you pull them all off. Ooh, mm-hmm. Now tan them up. 1 minute man. Talking about nigga, when the condoms ain't fit. On my mama. They don't experience me. Lifestyle is stupid.
At 12?
But boy, them hoes
was
left.
I was
boy.
Not fucking.
That's the Luann condoms, huh? The lifestyle.
Listen,
yeah, facts.
Dude, the one that boy, that one of them hoes was sucking dick with the condom on because the condom was flavored.
I had my first boyfriend.
Oh yeah, but listen. It, listen,
so
sweet,
I started smoking weed.
I didn't smoke.
I didn't smoke weed until I was 16.
I didn't smoke weed until I was really grown. And I didn't drink until I was 21.
Yeah, you like, yeah, you. She was trying to drive, she was 48.
I was an angel. I don't know how to drive at 48, fools.
But nah,
go on
with your son.
I'm from Chicago. We don't have to drive. Y'all, you know.
Well, I didn't know parallel park until I started talking to you. I had to learn.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me I parallel park.
Why didn't do it? and we don't do it. I mean, you don't necessarily have to. Like, it's not a big thing down here.
Like in Chicago, you always parallel park. Right. And the tighter the space, the better the driver.
Or you just pay and you park somewhere. Park it, but,
yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I can do it, but I'm not gonna
pay for somebody to park in the parking lot. That's crazy.
Right. $10. I'm not. No. But listen, oh, I'm gonna find one by somebody's house, guys. My
valet
son,
park
he's
is
12.
Like 25.
No, yeah, it's not. Shit, you can find $10
in Chicago. I'm not talking here. Nobody valet in.
That's up north with them white folks.
Yeah, the white people got money.
You giving it to
them? I mean, I have money.
White too. Yes, white too. Talking about some. But yeah, so basically, she went through his phone, right? So I said,
why you sending dick pics?
I don't know. But if he is, then I'm sending them motherfuckers. Right? But what I said was it you going through his personal stuff or was it, you know what I'm saying? She said, he's 12. He don't have no personal
stuff.
You're
absolutely right.
Right? So stop, freeze there. Right? Because at 12 years old, go back. You're 12. Mm-hmm. Don't go. Absolutely right.
You I was an angel, so this is different.
Right. At 12, I'm living life, right? And you also have to understand shit. Hey, I'm only looking for like suicidal shit. You talking some nonsense? Are you in some gang type shit? Are you in some nut shit? Right? If you being a little boy, there's nothing I can do about it, right?
So if your daughter being a little daughter, you gonna chill on it? You gonna
first of all, I probably wouldn't even touch her phone.
Oh, you don't even wanna know?
Hell no! I look at you. I don't even change that girl's diaper. Oh. Right? But it's just
it's don't a bring my daughter. Thing.
Right? But then it's if he's getting in trouble for like being a little boy, like it's unfair because like I said, at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, them niggas in there going crazy on 2K.
Yeah.
Garbage ass nigga, you suck. I'm talking about that going crazy, right? Do I get off the couch and go in there?
No. Let them be 12.
Right? Cause shit, when he come out here, that nigga, I promise you, Christian, he gonna say a cuss word in front of him, bro. Like he won't even try it. Yeah. But when he get away from me, he's going
to
do that.
He should be able to code switch with his friends and be able to right? to be able to fit in.
But he's also going to, as a parent, I'm also going to know too, bro, when he get around him or when I allow him to go do shit, go to dad, bro, he's going to be a 12-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Right? But if you're going to, and again, what are you going, because
no, I'm going through the shit. I just ain't going to say nothing
you
about
can't
it.
Go through the phone and get mad at him, though, because
no,
he's being
a
boy.
No, yeah, don't pull it back. Don't say nothing about it.
I'm trying to figure out how is he living. Like, what's his mental
thing,
like?
The thing is, I go through my kid's phone, but
I've done it before.
I wouldn't get mad. I was just sitting down talking to him like, hey, you can't do this.
Shit.
You can't do that.
Right.
But I wouldn't get mad at him. Like,
you
got to
look at porn, bitch. Put it on the privacy screen. Like, go to the private site.
Incognito.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
But it's like, you can't get mad at him. Like, just sitting down and talk to him.
Oh, she thought he wanted that porn as well?
No, I don't know what. I don't know if it was porn. But no, listen, so it goes on to go towards, like, now he on phone, so then his birthday come. Next day. So, shit, I can't. First of all, it's an extra fucking phone bill because I'm trying to get contact with him. I don't want to have to talk to you to talk to him. Right. Maybe 12 years old, you can tell me everything else you're going to do. You can tell me all that. Like, I don't want to have to. So now I have to go through you. So I text you. It's 5:36. I still ain't talking to my kid on his birthday. Right? He not with me yet. And then I said, well, this is why you shouldn't take his phone.
Yeah,
she said, Christian, you act like he only uses his phone to text you. He uses his phone for other stuff too.
True.
Right? And then I said, bitch, you missing a point. I'm trying to tell my kid happy birthday, and you are being poor, piss poor communicating. He's still living with me. He doing, bro, I'm already upset. Then she went to say, you haven't even called to see what's going on. Wait a minute. You there with the situation. You can't call me and tell me. How that work? You there with the shits.
Yeah, no bullshit. You could have called me and told me about it.
You the one that texted me and said, ooh, finna whoop you, and then you came back and said, oh no, I just whooped him. Ooh. You had all that energy to text me to call me and talk to me. Or respond to that message where I told you, let him come stay with me. Oof, you passed that up.
Yeah.
Go back to the customer. Pass that torch. They ain't all like you, Bookie. Pass the torch. You don't want that. You look.
But then again, I think boys need their father.
For sure. Like to stop calling me. Stop calling me about that nigga, bro. If you can't do it, give him to me. Because I'm not finna come with the MLK at 3 o'clock in the evening on that traffic walking down 280. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
You need.
That's the main thing I say about boys, bro. A boy need their fucker. Like, nowadays, you got these boys going the other way because they stand with their mother. They watching what their moms do and shit. Now they flipping the script. And it's like, nah, I don't want my son to be there. Well, like, send him over
no,
here.
No, because me, shit, well, I have to totally disagree with you because shit, I was raised by nothing but women. Right?
But you know, I'm talking about these new age women. They do everything in front of their son. They twerking.
Oh, yeah, no, nah, yeah. So,
like, their son is seeing that, so that's what they want to do.
Well, shit, these hoes
just saying they
smoking hookah and doing that because they are
the young generation.
Because, and they also,
and they, and they wonder why
my first one grew up with us. Like, he grew up with us. Like, that nigga, like,
he
grew up with us, bro. So, a lot of that shit, like, sometimes I be having to, you know what I'm saying? I've been telling him, like, he suck at code switching. He does not know how to understand, like, we on 2K or something, like, and we playing and we talking shit. Like, after we done playing 2K, bro, like, bitch, I'm back to your daddy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. Be cool, fool. Like, chill out. Oh, and he gonna ride. And he just be like, how you gonna ride? And then be mad at me. Cause you don't know when you going home, but you gonna hop in the car. Now you pissed off. Cause you hungry and you ain't gonna say you hungry. I knew you were hungry. Nigga, I'm hungry.
Nigga, I'm hungry.
Like, we gonna eat. I don't know when, but we gonna eat, bro. Just chill. But then be like, bro. So when it comes down to it, nigga, I know. I know for sure. And not having one, it didn't make me like, see, I wasn't watching my mom and my grandma twerk. I was watching them nigga treat them disrespectfully and like just wrong, right? Yeah. So when he do that and he go back and give it to his mom, it's like, bro, this is the same situation and the same it goes back to shit. This is the same woman who chased her dream, went to her dream school, and then she, hey, level with me for 2 years. Nope, I'm come home. I'm in PV. Running back. Came home, did my basic shit at AGC. Had him. Came back, you take him away from me. You calling me every other day about why he doing it. Ooh, cause we had routine. You broke routine. You can't break routine. Don't break routine.
You can't do that.
Now he tripping in these pads. You
and if you had him before, then what's the problem with you having him again?
Because you gonna know why?
Why?
Because you talk about that word to where they look down or woo woo. Bro, between me and you, nigga, we know the situation. We know the fact that you were trying to go back, get back in school. We know that, like, we are worried about what is best for our child.
Right.
And if that's what's best for our child. Right. But the thing about it is, when you hear all that and you let your mind get clouded about the shit and the people who don't fucking matter to this situation right here and this kid that we got to fucking raise in this fucking crazy-ass world, it's ridiculous. Because if you know it deep down in your heart, and you know it, but you afraid of what other people may think of you, you fucking harm your child. Again, when we talk about the women not thinking about the bigger, the go further than this. Stop living here, right? That baby got more years to live than we just still be this kid's parents, bro.
Right.
We still got bitch parents. Cut up all year at the school last year. Take him out of that bitch. Send him to all boys school. Do something. Oh, no. It's an all black school.
So, what they got to do with it?
You let me know.
Because I'm trying to figure it out.
I still trying to figure out. Baby, you trying to chase your dreams. You got into Sam, but you could have got into UH, PV, anything down here.
Right.
You carried this motherfucker, baby. But I got to go take my dream school. Well, take him with you. You want to leave him with your mama? Absolutely not. That ain't how they work. They go my chance. Oops, excuse. Slip in.
Right,
swiping, no swiping. Give me that. Then you come take them back from me. They calling me at work.
Was that really painful for you? Like, to have a kid for that long and somebody just come.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I would have been.
And then that's how I got on child support, though. That girl ain't put me on child support. I'm my dumb ass trying to do a custody battle. The nut, boom, boom, boom. When you go through that, what them people called? Whatever, hair, whoever them people are. Once you get in that hole, it's a wrap. I was just trying to just get my baby back. Literally, I have proved the nigga been with me for 2 straight years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You graduate, you come back home. Oh, he come back and stay with me. Damn. That's fucked up. Like, and it fucked me up so bad because it's just like, bro, we good. We cool. We cool. Look at this dude. Look at this dude. We cool. We cool. Like, and like I said, routine was broken. He started acting out. He started like, I lost weight. Like, I mean, this shit is terrible.
You already small. So oh my God, I can't imagine you were smaller.
Nah, I didn't lose weight. I just thought that fit with this thing. That boy is ridiculous. But yeah, no, so it, like when you ask how I felt, I just feel like he was okay. And it was bad because for the dads that wanna be dads, we get treated off society and what they look at the people because we good. And then shit, he had fed, he going to school every day. I mean, I don't understand why. And then there was no conversation on a split or a...
Like trying to, me in the middle.
Hard. Right? Or gradually pull him away. Right?
Yeah, that's...
You just went to the school and withdrew him while I was at work.
No.
Yeah, and they called me at work. Like, hey, she up here trying to withdraw him from school. I told the boy, I'm gone. I got to go. She, I ride to the school. But they take my nigga and took off my boy, put him back. She rolled off that boy. Oh, it's a crazy shit. All I did, but then guess what I could do? She sit in the car and cry. Why the fuck?
Hey, you interrupting the podcast, bro?
Huh? What's up?
Craig, get your friendly ass. Hey.
I act like I don't know you. Bye bye.
What you were saying, bitch?
Yeah, that shit hurt. That shit hurt. And all you can do...
Let me see the phone.
All you can do is literally... you can't do shit.
Yeah.
That's very traumatic, to say the least. Take the whole kid? That's crazy.
She just took him. Right, she didn't take him, but she, like, you know what I'm saying? She snatched him. Like, we can't do that.
Like, you can't go into his school right now. Just
hell, like, oh, I could take him out of school.
No, withdraw him from school.
Oh, shit. I wish. Because I'm tired of hearing. I'm tired of hearing about how he ain't doing this and how he ain't doing it. And he out of control.
This is the teenage years. This is when they start.
I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm not having that shit. I'm not calling you and texting you every other week about this shit every other day. He ain't doing it. He ain't doing that. Man, listen. Christian, follow the line. For real. Like, and it ain't no. It's just... What you allow? What you allow is what they gonna do. I'd be damn if I'm that stressed out over my child. Not like this. And I get it. You gotta go through so many different things to find it out. Figure out. People think whooping their kids is really
it really heals the problem.
Nigga.
No.
Man, you whoop them niggas for, bro, you can't, bro.
You get tired.
I asked you that. I said, hey, you wanna whoop him or you wanna sit on the wall? For, my bad, bro.
That's
He's fucking drunk. He wish he wanna be here. I told him he should have came. But shit, yeah, the whooping thing, right? You wanna whoop it or you wanna squat on the wall? I wanna whoop it. I know why you wanna whoop it.
Cause squatting is harder.
You gonna sit your ass right there and every time you stand up, I'm gonna add 10 minutes. Right? I can't whoop you for that long, but I'm getting tired. And I'm gonna look at you, look dumb.
I really don't think whooping actually helped. I was getting whoopings.
I whoop that nigga every day, and he still ain't got red face.
Yeah, I mean, like I get whoopings, and I still would just do the same shit I do.
You still.
Huh?
He said you still.
What?
No. I get whoopings, and I still do that shit.
Nah, I'm just saying that.
I think
that's gonna
stop whooping now.
The time of shit.
But now I talk about when I was younger though. It's like whoopings really, really
piss me off.
Yeah, it's like it really don't. Like people say it helps, but it really don't help.
If you wanted to help, I mean, cause it's just like you have to want to do better.
It's the thing though. It helped in front of your parents, but when you outside your parents' vicinity, but you mean you doing the same shit.
Well, like that's why I said if you wanted to work, but see they don't think that right now. They thinking that like. They think that the shit is like torture, or like, ooh. Like he thinks helping out his sister is a chore. I said, nigga, you'd be the main wag for money and all this shit. Like, you can't make her a bottle. You can't be like, and then again, you know,
he'd be like, that's your job. I ain't making a bottle. That's our kid's thing.
Saying one at home, be ready for the food, but she run right here doing all this crying, all this, and then you be running while she running you and then go the other way, right? But then he has to. Only child syndrome too though for being sent to get for so long. So now he's like, oh shit, he's paying more attention to her. Fuck that. You go make the bottle. You go watch TV with him.
At 12, I did not want my parents' attention anymore.
Oh, at 12? No, barely. It wasn't about my attention. It's just about the fact that like it's taken away from him. Not attention wise, but it's like my time, my life. You know what I'm saying? Like he feel like that girl told me the same thing. She said, Christian is 12 years old. You need to focus on your other two kids that are just growing up. I said, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah,
like,
what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Like, he almost grown up.
But it's like the same. It's like one, like, the baby, she needs that attention either way it go, because she can't do nothing on her own just
right.
yet.
Right, goofball, so why don't you give it to her, too? You can do the same shit I'm doing.
Yeah, thanks.
You see her crying for Coco Melon, nigga, you see what I do to keep real quiet. Just right. do the same, just mimic the same things, bro. Give her a snack, don't tell her no. She drop it on the floor, let her eat it, build a business. <That's terrible. laughs> Well, no, I'll never get sick. 5 second rule. Right?
So you just be eating shit off the floor?
Man, listen.
You're gross. And then he snorted.
Quick. Baby. Nah. They had the trash can punch earlier. Nah. Ice cash, straight out the floor.
It depends on what flow. I do the 3 second rule. I don't know about the 5 second.
Yeah, nah, no, I mean.
None.
Nigga really ain't dropping no food. Though. Like, how old
especially if you wear shoes in your house. I'm not eating off your fucking floor. Oh,
yeah, see, that's different.
I wear shoes in my house.
Yeah, you eat off the floor. That's a problem,
my granny did she put a shoe.
You're the type of nigga that put the ice back in your water if you fall.
Absolutely.
Everything she ice. Oh my god.
Ice got
I automatically think when ice gets on the floor or something, I automatically get hair on it. Even if it doesn't, it's just hairy.
So y'all can't look at it.
It gets something on it no matter what.
Well,
what
sweep
it
the fucking floor.
But it's still gonna have something on it, bro.
It's sticky.
Man, I'll just leave on the floor.
What?
Keep that shit.
You don't pick it up and throw it in the sink?
Depending on what time it is.
You pick it up, throw it in the sink.
Why it matter what time it is?
That's just a little piece of ice, bro. If I pick the hole up, I'm about to put it in the coat that's in my head.
But why always want your flow wet?
Your flow is not wet, and then your cup, I know it got hair in it. That's so nasty.
Then your socks wet because you stuffed it and you forgot it was on the floor.
I ain't in the kitchen.
It's all scenario.
I'm not kidding. See, first thing, you at age be real rare. You can't be walking around here with no shoes on. F for one. Yeah, they right there. They don't touch my slippers. Mm-hmm.
When I lie,
they go walk around bare foot naked. I'll be like, buddy. That shit crazy. Feet
see, black. No, I can't walk around the house barefooted though.
You can put house shoes on.
Yeah, it's like that's what I got. I got outside.
I do have some. They just at the bottom. My little nephew be trying. They wear the same fucking shoe, bro. But they going at home and look every morning for shoes, bro. So what slippers in the bottom of the hood? Oh God!
It's so to separate your slipper.
It's so entertaining.
See,
too.
Yeah, see me. I got outside slippers and house slippers.
Well, yeah, that's when you.
Me too.
I do
the
too.
Appropriate footwear.
Well, that is
for
true.
The situation.
Well, shit, I don't even got time to think that far through. I'm trying to get in here, get something to eat, let out, horny, sweating.
Horny? It's like in the middle of some shit. Horny.
I finally just came for the car wash show.
Yeah, in the middle of the night get crazy.
The night get active. Fuck, be cold in the motherfucker.
You don't sleep, so we. That's
bro,
the problem.
Please, I told you, when I die, I'm asleep all day. I'm telling you.
No bullshit.
You pick one day out the week to sleep the whole day, and then the rest of the week, you're like a vampire, and the rest of the week you're up on.
Bro, I can't miss nothing.
Is that what you think you FOMO?
Well, when I go,
it's like I ain't rich yet, so there ain't no point of sleeping.
Oh, God, the stock market. The stock market is over.
Wait, are you invested or something? What are we doing? What are we doing when we're not sleeping?
We just invested in right now.
Oh, right now?
They sleep right now. We talking that shit. Finna get this bitch jumping. You feel me?
Honey man.
Off the ground. Honey man. Hey, what you saying, honey man?
Honey man.
Hey, nah, man, listen. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Dude. We just got on this one. We just flowed through the first one. Shout out to y'all for coming through. We're gonna get out of here for sure, though, for shit. We fuck around on this bitch for.
Be on this bitch for 3-4
hours. Oh shit, hey.
Yeah, I gotta go in the way.
Oh shit,
yeah, I gotta go.
It's
to
bedtime
Dallas
and
in the
shit.
Morning.
Come on, look at his little ass.
Nah, I gotta go to Dallas in the morning.
Damn.
I'm going to Dallas in the morning.
Where you going?
Where you
going? No damn Dallas.
To Dallas. She said, I gotta go to Dallas.
Where you going?
What the fuck
you
mean?
Wait a minute.
I thought I heard a lie. I was like, Dallas.
Yeah, but no, I gotta go to Dallas in the morning, man. I gotta leave at 5.
That's 3 o'clock. I like you. Fast. Fuck yeah. I nap.
Strong.
Man, I used to be a truck driver, so that's it. Should be nothing.
But then I've been thinking too, like, it's gonna rain 10 days in a row.
It is?
Yes.
It's about to be hot after them 10 days.
I'm telling you, we all finna die. We just gotta live this shit, bro. We need to be.
Hey, y'all don't think the sun getting closer to the earth?
Man, bitch, I'm talking about.
The sun doesn't move.
My skin is.
You think the earth is getting closer to it's the same difference. So
I can't buy it in a bucket.
It feel like the sun is just getting closer and closer, bro.
So I
like,
never had AIDS. I'm peeling.
Like, that's boink. Crazy, and boink,
it's because you be outside.
That's because the kids in the back seat.
That's because that damn roof in the car.
That bitch be beam. I need to get that bitch covered up.
It's tinted, but
that bitch ain't tinted.
You need some dog tint.
Color that bitch. Put a black top on that.
This nigga said a black top.
I'll tell you that. I'm talking about immediately, bitch. Immediately be hot in that hole. Like, then don't turn the L too far. Now I got no socks on. Bitch, my feet be cold.
You going through it, driving the car. That's crazy.
Through it. Let the window down, up, down, up, down.
But I get me. Hey, so how you want to end this bitch? What you going to say?
Hey, man, at the end of this whole, I'm going to leave on a positive note. Hey, listen, if you want some shit to happen, man, believe that shit can happen.
I don't think they might pick that up.
Oh, on a positive note, guys, how we going to end this 100-man sandwich? Hey, listen.
What are you saying, 100-man? What you saying, bro?
All I'm saying is, if you can believe it happened, it can happen. But shit, look, you got to put in the work for that shit to happen, man. Don't worry.
Never lose focus.
Hey, only thing come to a sleep is a dream, Pop. For sure.
Hey, look, I've been told before. Damn, I forgot it that fast. I actually wrote it down too. Like that's different.
Well, we definitely.
They said. Don't sleep too much. The warmer the blanket, the colder the future. Mm-hmm. That's different.
Damn, that is different. I like that.
Although I would like to die in my sleep though.
Oh my God. Oh,
that's like the peaceful way to die.
All right, we got here.
All right, man. See y'all.
All right, man. See you later.